is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration's budget assumes the Berlin Wall is still up and the Cold War is still hot. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it was supposed to be George Bush's first budget, but in spite of all the smoke and mirrors, it came out looking like Ronald Reagan's last one. It's a Rip Van Winkle budget. It still hasn't awakened to the changes in the world or the challenges here at home. Military spending is still going up when it should be going down. There's no real recognition of the momentous changes in the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe that have reduced our national security requirements. That means another year of big deficits and wasteful spending on B-2 bombers, Star Wars, and MX missiles. Another year of shortchanging schools, healthcare, housing, and the environment. Another year of phony, rosy scenarios while the economy declines. The Berlin Wall's down, Al. Why is the administration's budget still trying to prop it up?
You're the authentic Rip Van Winkle, Ted. You babbled the same response to Ronald Reagan's first budget 9 years ago. Every year, about this same time, someone nudges you from slumber and you repeat the same tired stuff. Bush's alarm clock is ringing, Ted. You up yet? President Bush's budget calls for real cuts in troops, submarines, and ships. He wants the closing of unnecessary military bases in the U.S. The request is very much down. And the president is negotiating hard with Gorbachev for further reduction in troops in Europe. The Bush budget asks for more funding for programs like Head Start, Even Start, the environment, housing, NASA, National Science Foundation, even a family savings plan, things dear to your bosom. What's missing is a tax increase. Isn't that really what you wanted, Ted? Like in the Christmas Carol, wake up, man, it's 1990. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on progress to end apartheid in South Africa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.